When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 874. Muscles are so not scary, and 20 pounds heavier, both by Nighar Fanouni of NigharFanouni.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites. Now, for those of us in the U.S., we're about a week away from my second favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. And without sounding too preachy or too cliche, I really do hope that, especially around this time of year, we do take a moment to just appreciate what we have. And I'll just take a moment to say that I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. There would be no show without you, so I very much appreciate it. All right, I'm going to wipe my tears away, so let's get right to our two posts for today as we optimize your life. Muscles are so not scary, by Nighar Fanouni of NigharFanouni.com. Recently, I was relaxing at the pool with a Bloody Mary and a good book, and I overheard a group of girls talking about another girl. Yes, I was at the pool. It's Southern California. What can I say? Some days in autumn, it's 80 degrees and sunny, and other days like today, it's cloudy and in the 50s. This past weekend was of the 80-degree variety. So anyway, there I am at the pool, trying to soak up some much-needed solitude and vitamin D, and I can't help but hear most of the conversations going on between the girls on the chairs next to me. They were discussing another girl they know who's recently become a competitive bodybuilder. Apparently, she's gained quite a bit of muscle in the past few months, and the word they kept using was scary. She looks so scary. She looked good before the gain phase, when she lost those 20 pounds, but now she's just scary. Scary. Can I tell you something? This stuff really tripped me out. Like, are you really scared of this girl because she's muscular? Because she's chosen to have a different body type than what you find aesthetically pleasing? You know what I find scary? Talking, murderous, demon dolls, ghosts that pull you into the television, monsters that kill you in your dreams with knives for fingers, and creepy killer children that worship corn stalks and murder all the adults. That's scary. And if we're being a bit more serious, you know what else is actually scary? Gun violence, terrorism, murder, disease, natural disasters, home invasion. I'm scared every single time my baby boy gets on a plane by himself to visit his dad across the country, but I'm not afraid of bodybuilding or muscular women. Bodybuilding is not a source of fear. It's a sport. If it's not for you, that's totally cool and completely acceptable. It's actually not for me either. You don't have to want that for your body, and you don't have to necessarily find it attractive. Hey, we all have a different type. But if you find that scary, then I really don't think we agree on what scary actually means. Let's be honest though. Is this really about fear? Because to me, it seems like this is about ignorance. This is about mean gossip and women bashing other women. This is just sad. The truth is, there's enough negativity in this world without us needlessly adding to it with petty judgments, trash talk, and jealousy. To me, this is about the fact that it has become far too acceptable for humans to comment negatively on the state of other humans' bodies. At the root of it, this isn't about fear at all. It's about body shaming and all of the many packages it comes in these days. I walked away from that experience not judging these women for their comments, but feeling inspired to spread more body positive energy into the world. And while I can't put an end to body shaming, what I can do is encourage you to spread more body positive light in this world. What I can do is ask you to keep encouraging the folks in your life to love and honor their bodies and inspire them to stand in their power by being a positive example of strength, authenticity, and grace. Give genuine compliments. Congratulate them on their success without feeling as though it steals from yours. Listen deeply and compassionately to their struggles and hold space for them. Hold sisterhood and brotherhood in your heart. That's what we can do together. We can stand together instead of trashing each other. We can use compassion and love over gossip and curiosity over judgments. We might not be able to change the way the rest of the world judges others' bodies, but we sure as can embrace brotherhood and sisterhood the world over and stand in our collective power. 20 Pounds Heavier by Nigar Fanouni of NigarFanouni.com. I stepped on the scale at the doctor's office the other day, something I rarely do, as I learned through years of healing not to define myself by the number on a scale. There was a period of time when I would remove every article of clothing, take a deep, anxious breath, and wait for the number on the scale to determine my mood for the day. On this day, however, I stepped on the scale, fully clothed, shoes and all, without an inkling of dread. Turns out I'm 20 pounds heavier than when I was at my leanest, which I put in quotations, although I was quite lean. I was also emotionally unhealthy and spiritually disconnected. I was 12% body fat, and I thought I was fat. That is a sickness, friends, and it's dangerously pervasive in our society. People in all types of bodies struggle with their image due to impossible societal standards, and those in marginalized bodies experience this in ways that are harmful and unjust. So what does it say about me that I'm 20 pounds heavier? That I'm 20 pounds heavier. That's it. That's all. Weight is the force exerted on a body by gravity. It's not a marker of health, wealth, or worth. It's not a defining characteristic of our value, our right to take up space, or whether or not we are worthy of love and belonging. Do I want to be as fit as my 35-year-old body will allow? Of course. I absolutely love fitness, and I don't feel like myself when I'm not moving. More importantly, I love the idea of not being so distracted by my weight, by the physical appearance of my body, that I forget to channel my energy into stuff that actually matters. To me, writing matters. Magic matters. Intersectional feminism matters. Issues of race and queer equality matter. Being a kick-ass mom matters. Cultivating deep, meaningful relationships matters. Nature matters. The number on the scale? Not something that matters. Not one bit. You just listened to the posts titled, Muscles Are So Not Scary and 20 Pounds Heavier, both by Nigar Fanouni of NigarFanouni.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It's so true that we can spend so much of our time and energy focusing on things that don't really matter in the long run. Now, you may find that your doctor has made losing weight, for example, a priority for you. That's a different story. That's not what Ms. Fanouni was talking about in this case. If your doctor feels as though, let's say, losing about 10% of your body weight will be important for your overall health and help you feel your best, yes, then you probably want to do that. But the thing is, well, the trick is, you don't want to let that be the only thing that defines you. You don't want to hyper-focus all of your attention on just losing that body weight. Yes, it's important, but so are many other things in your life. Give your health goals the right amount of attention. Give them enough attention, but not too much attention. Don't spend all of your time stressing about your health and your health-related goals. As Ms. Fanouni so eloquently put it, there's so much more to life than just those things. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.